You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
Is Hollywood ever going to figure out what to do with Andrew Garfield? That's the question that we have today during a review of a new movie by Gia Coppola. It's called Mainstream, and my name is Wright with the Screener Squad, and with me today I have the lovely two people in my corner, which is Bradley.
Hello!
And, of course, Frank. Frank, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to say, I think the bigger question is Andrew Garfield going to figure out what to do with Andrew Garfield? Because he produced this. So.
I don't know. I don't think he knows what he wants to do. He's been in a couple of good movies. I like him, but it just doesn't seem like he can find something, find a vehicle that can really use his talent. Because this movie, the Mainstream, is the second film by Gia Coppola. She did a Paul Alto a few years back with James Franco. And this is a story about Maya Hawke, who stars as Frankie. And she is this kind of down and out, lonely person living in L.A., working as a bartender at some cheesy, like, magic-themed bar. And her good friend, played by Nat Wolff, who plays Jake, he has a crush on her, of course, and she is trying to figure out what to do with her life, and she's making, like, little videos here and there and trying to have, you know, some kind of following online on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, she comes across a guy in a rat suit played by Andrew Garfield, and he is this kind of ridiculous person that just really, I guess, charms her in some form or fashion. I don't know why. I guess any honestly normal person would look at him like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to associate with you. But she's just so enamored. And so she hunts him down after she just filmed something of him, like going on this rant about art. And she wants to do a new video with him. And they start coming up with ideas. And they rope in Nat Wolff's character. And then, of course, they make a breakout star out of Andrew Garfield's Link. And that is the basic story of Mainstream. But there's a lot of twists and turns, sort of. And I have to admit that the online community, the critics, have been really railing on this movie this past few days now. And I just kind of, meh, like, I didn't really hate it. I didn't really enjoy it too much. I thought in the end it was just kind of lame because the characters were just not really fleshed out except for just force-feeding you who Andrew Garfield's, like, backstory, but that was about it. And they try to half-ass Maya Hawke's, you know, relationship with her father who passed away years ago, and it was just all kind of just half-assed in the end. And I don't know what kind of message really they're trying to talk about, but I've seen it done better. It was called Network. So what did you guys think about Mainstream? How about you, Frank?
I think if you, just because you can look up the word satire in the dictionary, doesn't mean you really know what it is. And I think that, yeah, this is, you know, this certainly doesn't mean you can write one. And I think this film proves that. I think, you know, Bradley and I were joking in our little channel about this movie, and I think one of us said, "What if we really like it?" And or something like, we can call it ahead of its time if we really like it, but don't want to admit it. And no, this is not ahead of its time. I think this is completely of its time. It is of right now. And I kind of suspected that. And part of the reason I signed up onto this was because I wanted, you know, I'm so you know, either nonplussed by influencers or I'm just completely repulsed by them. And I thought, well, if in any case, this will hopefully help me to understand that world better, or at least see what that world's about. Not that I'm necessarily, you know, want to throw that world a bone, but I'd like to know, nothing else, have a little exploration into it. But this didn't give me that. This just sort of played on all those sort of stereotypes of influencers and the YouTube culture that I just really just find abhorrent, and it didn't tell me anything new. It was beautiful to look at because I think the cinematographer here, what's his name? It's a lady, Autumn Durald, who did Teen Spirit with Elle Fanning a couple years ago, which is a very beautiful film. And this is a very beautiful film that showcases L.A. Really exquisitely.
Bradley, what'd you think?
Well, I can kind of disagree on that, but I'm also an Andrew Garfield super fan.
I am too.
Are you really?
I am too.
Oh, yeah. Ever since Never Let Me Go and the Red Riding trilogy. I don't believe this film knows what character it's even really following. There's a point where he seems to lose his roots and just be in it for the fame. But the character before and after that moment is the same weird, eccentric loudmouth. So what did any of that journey matter? Or is that the point, that every journey you take when you're trying to be a YouTube star is frivolous and fame is fleeting? I'm reaching here trying to figure out what any of this was trying to say. Like, when it nails home the point, you do not need strangers to validate your existence. Okay, yeah, I remember being 4 and learning that. Is this profound wisdom for adults these days? Because I'll admit, I was already over, I wish strangers thought I was great, when I was in my teens, and there wasn't a YouTube yet, again, dating myself.
So this is all interesting, because I think that I guess some of the criticisms around Andrew Garfield's, not necessarily his performance, but more about his character and how ridiculous he is, because we've all met this person before, where it's this kind of loudmouth bohemian that seems like they just know it all. Like they crack the code of life, where they just, you know what? You don't need the man. You don't need to do anything. You just live your life on the streets and do whatever the hell you want. And, you know, people will be okay in the end. Whatever. That's basically what he's saying. And in this world, it's more about, like, you don't need people to pay attention to you. Like, definitely not online. But of course, he buys into it. And that's what is weird about the story, is that it becomes muddled with what the point is and what they're trying to do, because their point was to say that you don't need to do this, but they do acknowledge that point.
Well, it's also hampered by the fact that it's only 90 minutes long. Like they just brush over so many of their points, and it's the point where it becomes, the whole film becomes sort of like an abstract. They just become ideas more than ideas that are like thoroughly explored. And this is a film where the cracks are all over and they show, and it's a shame, because this could have been like a very like a network sort of type of exercise where a genuine comment was made. But no, I think that, Brad, like, you're right, anybody with, you know, worth their weight in common sense is gonna have learned this already and gonna know this. They're not gonna get anything from it. I didn't get anything from this.
And that's a good point. I think you even mentioned this before, Bradley, before we started recording, is who is this for? Like, is this for the YouTube generation to watch a Gia Coppola movie and say, like, man, they have a point? And like, I don't know who the hell's gonna see this. And if it seems like more of the indie prestige kind of films, to where it's going to be basically people like us watching it, like, yeah, we got this like 10 years ago, like, we know what's going on, like, what are you trying to tell us here? It didn't seem like anything new.
Hollywood seems to be in a place where they're like, people like stuff on YouTube, well, I'm sure those YouTube stars are idiots and this is all an accident. I have kids, My kids watch YouTube. As a good parent, I'm putting in quotes, because I'm definitely not a perfect parent, and that's what a lot of people think good parent means. I will watch what my kids watch to know what they're watching and have discussions about it. And a lot of the Let's Plays they watch and commentaries on films they watch and even silly things, I research who these people are. I'm like, damn, they studied for years and know tons of stuff about film, camera angles, sound editing, audio, video, sound effects, tone of voice to fit a character they're creating. They're practically making little movies to entertain kids and so forth. So for mainstream to be like, look at this big, dumb, loud, idiot bohemian who's homeless and stupid. Why is he famous? He should be a loser. Or, and maybe again, I'm misinterpreting the film. But when are they going to get the courage to actually show someone want to be YouTube famous without all the tragedy and psychodrama of... And again, I was bored, so thought of a different movie. That's my bad. That's not the film's fault.
Well, before we go into final thoughts, any, like, I know, Frank, that you said that it looks incredible, because it really does. I thought it was really well shot. I kind of dug the editing a little bit. It was a little chaotic. And I say the music, too, was really good. But any other, like, positive notes before we get into final thoughts?
I will say, I will give a shout out to... the fact that this film uses, every time I feel like every, maybe this is the movies that I'm seeing, but every time I see a film set in Los Angeles, it's always about, the upper echelons of LA culture and society. And I liked seeing, like people from working from the ground up. I feel like I only see that. Mm-hmm. I only see that in New York centric films. For the most part, I don't often see that in LA films. I think, feel like most films I see set in LA are just filled with ambition and dreams coming true and whatnot, and it's just pimping out LA. So I love seeing that that this is not an LA that I would like to ever be a part of, and
you wouldn't want Jason Schwartzman to be your manager.
No, but I would let Gideon Graves be my manager. So figure that one out.
What about you, Bradley?
Well, I actually do like his performance a lot. I think he has good chemistry with everyone around him. It's confusing that they are also accepting of him, and that's a rude statement. You should accept everybody for who they are. That's the best way we should live. But if someone came bursting into my office and was like, "Ha ha, you do not know who you are if you don't eat your art," I'd be like, "Okay, wait outside," and then I would lock my door and be like, probably calling the police, like, some psycho just came in here, and I think he threatened me. But everyone's all like, "Oh, what a profound, amazing thing you just said. We'll film you and go viral." And disclaimer again, I've seen lots of stuff go viral that my kids have shown me, and I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever... 3 million views! So, yeah.
Puts things in perspective for you, like, damn.
Yes.
I think 300 people have watched my short film, maybe. And I think I watched 100 of it myself. God, that's depressing.
Yes, depressing is very much the word. The higher the number, the more like despair
look,
you
we
feel.
We can all agree we're extremely jealous of all these influencers. With that, let's go into our final thoughts. Bradley, why don't you lead the way, please?
So I enjoyed the self-reflection this made me go into. And again, I'm going to overanalyze anything Andrew Garfield does. Never Let Me Go, read the book, watch the movie. It's one of the most perfect adaptations I've ever read, seen, especially from such a renowned author. Now, I am so sorry. I don't understand what this is. I don't understand the craze that people have in following... Influencers, is that what they're called?
Influencers.
I don't know the difference between an influencer and someone who's like, I want to make content that educates, because they're very similar now these days.
No product placement.
I will say, are we allowed to name drop other YouTube channels, or is that like a taboo when you're on a podcast?
Have you been thinking about a couple, Bradley?
Well, there are some that I, like I was saying earlier, there are some that I genuinely like watching with my kids. There's a cooking one that my son watches, and he's turning into a little chef himself. And I love watching that one with him. We're going to have the Ultimatum Burger from Regular Show because this chef put together a tutorial of how to do it. That I love. Like, thank you, stranger that I'll never meet in my life that shared that recipe. I'm going to have a freaking kick-ass birthday. Someone shouting and running around the street being a nuisance and everyone being like, what a so amazing. You got to watch. Okay, so what was the point of that? And like, nothing has a point. We are all meaningless matter waiting for the void. Is that it? Is that what this was about? Let's go with 5 out of 10. Okay, you're wearing a codpiece, I guess.
There is a codpiece, and there's a little bit of...
And I didn't understand any of the shock humor they were going for. Like, is that shocking? I've seen Game of Thrones. This isn't shocking.
I would have much rather, honestly, if he was just nude. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, at least then you'd be making a statement.
That would have been cool.
Well, even cooler. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
They're not cooler, but they are my final thoughts. I'm pretty much in agreement. I think we're all pretty much in agreement. I really felt that there was an opportunity here. There was an opportunity here to make a genuine comment. But I think that the film ends up falling prey to a lot of what the main character falls prey to. And it's getting swept up by the whole, by the very thing it's trying to put on trial, or at least dissect. I think one of the biggest problems here, and I like Andrew Garfield a lot. I loved a lot of his choices. I remember the first time I saw him was in Lions for Lambs, which is the Robert Redford film that no one liked but me, but was actually really, really good. And since Social Network, he's done stuff that I've really just applauded him for, like 99 Homes. That's not an easy film to sit through, and that was brilliant. But I think one of the biggest problems with it is that it puts this really dynamic, or supposedly supposed to be dynamic figure at the center of it. But he's not a real character. He's just a construct. He's just a composite of all these different traits of all these influencers. Most of them are pretty toxic, mainly because they're just, they just feed off their own sort of energy and their own publicity. And every like is just more fuel to their fire. And I agree, there are some positive aspects of that culture, I'm sure. But, for the most part, from my perspective, it's just mainly people like trying on different deodorants and weed. So I really got to give it 4 out of 10 emojis that I will throw up the next time I do throw up, which will hopefully be a far away to the future.
I think we're definitely all in agreement, and I think it looked really good. I thought the score was really good. The editing was pretty good. There was a couple of moments where I actually thought, I was like, that was a mistake, but like an actual technical mistake, which was interesting. But I didn't really care about any of the characters, which was quite unfortunate because I thought it was an interesting idea. It really couldn't commit to the idea, and they seemingly didn't really even care about their characters, which was quite unfortunate because I do like Andrew Garfield and I like Maya Hawke. I thought she was great in Stranger Things season 3, or I think that's what she's in. Yeah. And Nat Wolff, I'm not the biggest fan. We were talking about this earlier. I'm more of a fan of his brother, Alex Wolff, but I hope.
Which one's the Hereditary one?
Alex. Yeah. I did not know they were brothers. I was like,
what? You didn't know they were? I keep on getting confused.
I get them confused. I just thought they were different people, and then they just happened to look alike. And but that's just me. Anyway, I thought in the end, and this is a very like blasé way to put it, but I thought it was just lame. And I definitely won't watch it again. And I am actually interested though to see what Gia Coppola does next, because she does have a great eye. So I just hope that someone else writes something for her and she directs it and she goes from there. Anyway, I want to give this 4 out of 10 other Andrew Garfield movies you should watch instead of this one. So there you go.